Okay, let's get into it. We're doing a deep dive today on the Kerioc's capital situation. We're talking alleged fraud, potentially over $500 million.
That's right. And the targets weren't small fish either. We're looking at HPS Investment Partners, BlackRock's private credit group, and BNP Paribas. Huge names.
But the really staggering part is how this apparently happened. How this massive deception, maybe $500 million plus, was kept going for more than 2 years.
And it wasn't some super sophisticated cyber attack. The core mechanism, it sounds almost too simple. Type of squatted email domains. Basically, fake email addresses that look like real ones.
Like, we have this specific example, right? Mm. A fake confirmation, supposedly from a big telecom carrier, BellBix.com, but actually sent from BelkaComics.com.
Exactly. A single letter change, a common typo. That's what Dankum Brompot, the entrepreneur involved, allegedly used to fabricate, hundreds of millions in collateral, fake contracts, fake invoices.
So the setup involved pledging these bogus accounts receivable from major international telcos. But how did that get past the lenders, the auditors?
Well, that's the critical failure point. Their verification process relied heavily on email, and it was essentially a closed loop. Kerioc provided the contact details for verification.
Wait, the borrower gave them the email address to check?
Precisely. So the lenders and auditors dutifully emailed that address, which of course just went straight back to the fraudsters, confirming everything looked fine.
Wow. So no one thought to, pick up a phone, call the public number for these huge carriers, or even just a quick Google search on the domain?
Apparently not, or at least not effectively. It points to a, frankly, catastrophic failure in basic due diligence. They got caught in that loop where the entity being vetted controlled the verification.
And the proof is in the pudding, I suppose, the bankruptcy filing.
Oh, absolutely. You look at the dockets for Kerioc Capital II, LLC, and the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. Liabilities listed between $500 million and $1 billion. Assets, somewhere between $0 and $50,000.
Zero assets against $500 million. That screams that the collateral was just smoke and mirrors. A classic bust-out scheme profile.
Completely illusory. Textbook case, really.
Okay, so a massive failure of basic checks. But the other kicker is how long it went on. 2 years, past BlackRock, past BNP Paribas, past auditors like Deloitte and CBIZ.
Yeah, none of the systems, none of the professional auditors caught it. It only unraveled in July 2025 because one single employee at HPS noticed, quote, irregularities in customer email addresses.
One person.
Yeah.
After all that time and money.
And it raises serious questions about systemic issues, Because look at Deloitte, one of the auditors here. At the same time, they were facing an investigation in the UK by the FRC.
Right. I remember reading about that.
Over their audit of another invoice financing firm that collapsed, called Sten. So you see a pattern, maybe. A potential systemic blind spot in traditional auditing when it comes to really simple, low-cost digital fraud tactics.
So it's like the method itself is contagious now. This playbook is out there.
Exactly. The playbook used cheap, look-alike domains to fake major collateral. It's proven effective. And it's not limited to finance. Think about manufacturing or construction.
You could just register a fake domain for a key subcontractor and verify fake progress reports or invoices.
Precisely. Impersonate a trusted partner with a simple domain registration. It's a frighteningly simple and replicable technique.
So what's the takeaway? What do people need to do differently? What are the sources saying?
Well, the consensus is pretty clear. Financial due diligence and cyber due diligence. They're basically the same thing now. You have to include technical checks.
Like what specifically?
Like mandatory whois lookups on domains for verification contacts. Check the creation date. If a domain for a huge established company was registered last week, that's a massive red flag.
Okay, technical checks. What else?
And this is crucial. Mandate out-of-band verification, OOB. Don't ever rely solely on an email address provided by the borrower.
So pick the phone, call the main public switchboard number for the company you're trying to verify, ask for accounts payable, and confirm the details that way, not the contact they gave you.
Exactly. Email-only verification for this kind of stuff has to be considered dead. It's just too easy to fake.
That seems like a practical fix going forward. But there was that other angle you mentioned.
Right. So the practical step is tightening diligence. But think about how they pulled this off. To make the fake invoices and contracts look convincing, the perpetrators needed access to sensitive data, real contract formats, routing information, maybe even customer lists.
Okay.
So the chilling question you're left with is this. Was the $500 million loan the main goal? Or was it just the price of entry? A way to gain deep access for corporate espionage? Or maybe even a public demonstration, a proof of concept, showing how easily the trust chain in global telecommunications could be compromised.
Wow. So the fraud itself might have been cover for something even more concerning. That's definitely something to think about.